This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She's been busy. She is Mary Kay Cabot. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hi, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Better than a lot of folks with the Browns right now. That's how we're doing. So if there's a time to have what's been basically an inept offense all season long as your opponent, in the Miami Dolphins, this might be the week with Myles Garrett out, Larry Ogunjobi out, Morgan Burnett now out, Olivier Vernon, who knows at this point. Before we get into that, Myles is meeting tomorrow. He's appealing. Can you go through that whole process, Mary Kay? What should Myles expect tomorrow, and what do you think could come of it?
Well, I have been told that he is going to be there in person himself, so I think he wants to be able to argue his case and explain his thinking, and then kind of let him see that he is not the person who snapped in that moment. And I think anybody here in Cleveland that knows Myles knows that that's not who he is. We were all absolutely 100% shocked by that violent outburst. I never thought he had something like that in him, just having gotten to know him over these past couple of years. So I think he wants to get in front of the appeals officer and show, that is absolutely not who I am. This was a moment of just losing it, and hope that that helps his cause. So they will then probably try to rule on it. I would assume, fairly quickly. But in the case of Myles, there's not the same sense of urgency that there is with Larry Ogunjobi, because obviously he has an opportunity to play this weekend against the Dolphins if his gets overturned, because it's just one game. So same sort of thing with Maurkice Pouncey. A little bit more of a sense of urgency. He's hoping to go from three games to, none or one or two. So they'll probably try to rule on those a little bit quicker.
I thought it was interesting, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Baker Mayfield had his fine rescinded for criticizing the referees yesterday, didn't he?
He did, and that was, I thought, somewhat surprising.
I did too, Mary Kay. I was like, what? The timing of this is very interesting.
Yeah, I thought I was a little surprised by that. The Browns needed a little bit of good news yesterday, and they got it in that. And, from what I was told, that the officer felt that, the appeals person felt that it wasn't that egregious of a criticism, and they completely rescinded it instead of just knocking it back a little bit. So that was good news for the Browns, which they needed just any little nugget of something.
When do you think we get a verdict on Ogunjobi?
I would think today. I would think sometime today, because if he's going to play this week, they're going to need him back out on the practice field tomorrow. And so, I would expect it sometime today.
What do you think happens with Myles?
It's so hard to say. It seems to me like the league is pretty adamant that they want him to at least miss the rest of the season. We heard Troy Vincent say that. We also heard Roger Goodell say that in an interview the day after the game. But that was before the appeals process had really begun. So, I don't know if they will eliminate the indefinite nature of the suspension and just keep him out for the rest of this year, or if he and his people will do a phenomenal job in their appeals process in the hearing and get it knocked down to, four games or something like that. I suppose that's possible. I really don't know. I mean, to hear Roger talk about it, he said, we'll meet with him in the off season, and we want to hear, just how he's, how this isn't going to happen again and those kinds of things. An indefinite suspension basically means you've been kicked out of the league for now. I mean, that is what that means. You are not in the National Football League at this time. And that's a pretty, pretty serious discipline for this situation. it's going to be very interesting to see how this goes.
Is it beneficial, though, for the league to say that because they can back down from that? Rather than saying, okay, it's a 5-game suspension or it's a 6-game. Like, I think Jeff and I were talking about this. To say indefinite, maybe in a situation that isn't drug related, is to say, all right, we're going to give this a couple, we're going to see how this plays out. And as of right now, there's no timetable for him to return. Like, doesn't that give the league a little bit of leeway to be able to decide what they really want to do and maybe look at past precedent or look at exactly the entire situation?
Yes, it does. It does do that. And because this was sort of unprecedented, or at least there haven't been many incidents like this, it does give them an opportunity to pump the brakes a little bit and really look at it and decide what they want to do and how they feel about it. But it's ultimately going to come down to the appeals hearing. I mean, it's going to be decided on Wednesday morning whether the indefinite remains or whether they knock that back in some way.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. So we'll see what happens there. And it'll play out as the NFL wants it to play out, I'm sure. Defensively, the Browns are beat up, suspended, beat up, everything else. Do they have enough depth, Mary Kay, to put an adequate defense on the field? And who do you think are the main guys we're going to have to step up here?
Well, I actually do think they have a decent amount of depth on this defense if they're not able to add anyone else. But, I mean, they might add someone between now and then, between now and the game. But I don't think that they are bereft of talent at the positions that they have lost guys at. Obviously, it's not going to be easy to replace a Miles or a Larry Ogunjobi. They are starters for a reason, and Miles was on track for – he was a candidate for NFL Defensive Player of the Year. You don't easily replace that. But they do have guys there that can step in and get the job done. And, you know, those guys include, you know, Chad Thomas, Chris Smith, Brian Cox. You've got Sheldon Richardson that can move outside and play some end. So they have some leeway there. And then as far as the safeties are concerned, they've got Justin Burris, and I'm talking about with Morgan Burnett being out for the year now with an Achilles. They've got Justin Burris, they've got Sheldrick Redwine, and they have guys like T.J. Carey and Terrence Mitchell that can also play safety.
David Njoku, hopefully back today, or hopefully back tomorrow, sorry. And then do you think he's ready to play this weekend?
You know, I think he's going to try to get on the practice field tomorrow is our understanding, or Freddie alluded to that yesterday. But he didn't sound overly optimistic that he's going to be ready to play. They haven't seen him practice yet. You know, now maybe he will be ready to roll, but, you know, there could also be the process of, okay, let's get out there and practice for a few days, and then maybe next week we'll see if he can get on the field.
Mary Kay, we had John Greco on the show yesterday, the former Browns offensive lineman, and I asked him about the discipline and the coach and all the penalties, and we've heard so much, especially since the Miles incident, you know, of Freddie's, these guys aren't listening to him, he can't control them, blah, blah, blah. And John said, yeah, a lot of that's on the players. Where do you think it is? Is it on the players? Is it on the coaches? And is Freddie in control of this crew, or is it just running amok?
You know, I think it's a little bit of everything. I think that one of the things that you have to look at is that the roster that has been assembled largely by John Dorsey, it includes, you know, some guys that have character issues in their past, and he likes to take chances on guys like that and see if they can't make good people and players out of them. So therefore, you might end up having a Jermaine Whitehead outburst like you had with him, and then you have to deal with it. Or you put an Antonio Callaway on the team, and, you know, you try to make him into a guy that's walking the straight and narrow for you, and he just can't do that, so then you have to cut him. So it's a little bit of everything. Then you've got when you put some guys on the team that can be a little challenging or character issues, it's incumbent upon the coaching staff to try to keep all of that under control. And that can be challenging, I would think, for a first-year head coach. Not only are there some guys that have had issues in their past in terms of off the field, but there are just strong personalities on the team. So it's a roster that requires a firm hand. And I think Freddie's done a good job of really trying to keep a handle on things. I think there's room for improvement, and I think everybody's going to pull together to try to make sure that happens.
I think also lost in all of this drama is the fact that the Browns have won two games in a row, and from everything up until 8 seconds to go in the game, they're an improved football team over the last couple of weeks, that they're playing better, that you know we're just not talking about that that much. Why do you think they're moving forward as a team?
Well, there are a number of reasons for that. You know, I think the return of Kareem Hunt has been very big. That's huge, and I think that will serve them well as they go through the rest of the season. They can really rely on those two guys, and that opens things up for the passing game. Baker's looking better. You know, of course, that's coinciding with guys coming back like Kareem Hunt and things like that. So I think that's happening on that side of the ball. The other thing, when you look at that pass game against the Steelers, you know, they lost three of their best players in that game, James Conner, and then two of their top receivers were knocked out of the game, one on a flag illegal hit and the other one on a helmet-to-helmet hit that might end up, I don't know if that'll get fined or not, but, you know, you knocked three of their top offensive guys out. So I think it would have been hard for the Steelers to mount any kind of a furious rally and get back in that football game. So that's part of it. I don't think the Browns should get too excited about a performance in which their offense went seven straight possessions without being able to score. They just need to keep their foot on the gas pedal. They need to keep working at it and trying to get better.
Every drive needs to look like the first drive. So it would be nice, wouldn't it?
That would be nice. Mary Kay, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Mary Kay Cabot, you can read her work at The Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.